Good morning, and welcome very back to OED Ranked, the show where we're ranking the Oxford English Dictionary 2nd Edition CD-ROM word by word forever and ever and ever. And as ever, I'm your existential proxy in crime, Medley from Online. And folks, I think we're finally over the honeymoon phase. We had our customary 5th episode anniversary celebration, so really now all that's left to look forward to is death. The death of us all. But while we're here, I do actually have a special surprise for today's show that we will be able to reveal in just a moment. I don't think you're ever going to be able to guess what it is, but it is very exciting. As always, at the top of the show, in the top five, as it were, I have to tell you that you can send us an email at oedranked@gmail.com if you want to get involved or just to hear something you wrote. Get said aloud by my voice. You could check out our wiki at realdiscord.org/realwiki for all the rankings as they currently stand, some other little notes and stuff. And if you're not on Real Social, which is at realdiscord.org/resocial, I believe is the link on that one. It's still in beta. Don't get too excited about it. But we have been uploading the episodes pretty consistently early onto the Internet Archive for free. But while you're on the archive at archive.org, and then just search Real Discord Org, I believe that's what you'll search, or just backslash, however the backslashes work, the usernames on that kooky old archive. If you're on there, throw them $5. How about? Because you know what they always say. If you don't have enough money to fight the man, how are you going to get the money? And you know how it gets the money? It gets it from you. Okay? And that's it. Congratulations to Nothing Doing on 50 comics. That's a big number. But let's make sure to get it bigger. That's horseonvhs.com. You'll find Nothing Doing, one of the few webcomics currently online. How about let's say hello to Emma. Hi, Emma.
Good morning, Medley.
And let's boot up our copy of Windows XP and let's get to ranking. But I wasn't going to do this, okay? I'll be honest. I wasn't going to do it. I am not a prideful person, necessarily. But before we dive into today's installment and I reveal the big special secret surprise, I swear we're going to reveal that in just a moment. I actually had a moment to listen back to last week's episode, and folks, I am not happy, okay? I have a bone to pick. In fact, I've got someone who is on watch, who has been on watch, but who just got upgraded to an official, we're going to play the sound effects, you are on watch, notice, status. Folks, I have written an open letter to the Major League Baseball Association for the disrespect, for the utter disrespect to do what they did in that last episode. And I'd like to get serious for a moment. This is not some sort of satirical gag. But I'd like to read this letter I wrote for to you. I did not write the letter to you. I'd like to read the letter I wrote to the Major League Baseball Association to you from me, for you to hear, to the MLB. Okay. Dear Mr. Baseball, last week in an act of unprovoked hubris that will go down as one of the great betrayals of this current modern era in time, you, Mr. Baseball, knowingly and willingly hijacked our broadcast, which broadcast was a no-expense-spared grand celebration marking over a month's worth of our hard work and blood and time and blood, mind you, for you to hijack and interrupt our blood with your presumptuous and downright ghoulish presentation of Game 1 from the 1934 World Series between the Cardinals Gas House Gang and the Detroit Tigers are already in progress. We know this was no mistake either. It was a grievous insult and likely even a personal attack on all of us here. You decisively took what should have been a shining moment of triumph and sullied it with your nostalgic pandering and profit-driven meddling. Let's not mince words, Mr. Baseball. The Major League Baseball Association has become a festering relic of unchecked greed and corruption. You are pigs rolling in the muck of your own arrogance, and you have the audacity to flaunt it like the robber barons of old. You strut about as if you were own every corner of America's soul, worming your way into politics and twisting public opinion for your own gain. And now, you dare to encroach upon our airwaves, the people's airwaves, with your calculated trespass. There is no cultural boundary left unpillaged in your sad attempt to monopolize nostalgia. You wield baseball not as a game but as a cudgel, bludgeoning discourse and bulldozing creativity in the name of your endless pursuit of profit. Now hear this, Mr. Baseball. We will not stand idly by as your bloated institution continues its parasitic assault on the fabric of our very culture. You can sell all the overpriced ballpark hot dogs you want. You can plaster your corporate logos on stadiums and redefine the meaning of exploitation, but you will not interrupt OED Ranked again. Let this letter serve as your solemn warning. Cross us again, and you leave us no choice but to act. We have tried every effort to avoid this step. Our patience, long tested, has its limits. But no longer we will sit in silence while your corruption undermines the dignity of our show and tramples our celebrations. Any future encroachment will be seen not as a series of isolated incidents, but as a deliberate and systematic assault on the very foundations of cultural freedom and expression. Let this letter stand as the moment we drew the line and dared to say this far and no further. This serves as strike two, Mr. Baseball. Do not make the mistake of coming to the plate for strike three. Unsigned, the OED ranked team.
Was doing the Kennedy voice necessary?
Did that read as Kennedy? That was my Obama voice. Shit. Well, MLB, you're on watch.
Edit this part out, but I don't want my name on that letter.
What do you mean you don't want the name on it? Just read the
Better
whole
yet, just don't send that letter at all, Medley. What? You say Mr. Baseball as if it's some sort of joke. Mr. Baseball is not a joke. Mr. Baseball is a mean, mean man. A spiteful one, too.
Now, just what do you know about Mr. Baseball, Emma?
Enough to know that you should not send the letter. You got it out of your system here. Let's forget it and move on.
Look, for the record, I'm not scared of Mr. Baseball. But out of respect for you, Emma, I won't send the letter. But if they ever interrupt our show again, I will...
We will revisit it then, of course. I'm not unreasonable. I'm not Mr. Baseball here, okay?
I know. Okay, fine. Okay. Moving on to Of course, the meat of the crux, the bone on the Barbie. That's right, we are back to ranking the words. And where we left off is a curious place. We had just ranked Aardvark, as you'll remember, in the S tier. Because it is a good word, and it is fun to look at as much as it is fun to say. Which brings us today to our special secret special guest. That's right, we are finally, I am pleased to reveal that today we actually have with us our next word. That's right, folks, straight from East Africa, it is an actual, real-life, actual Aardwolf. Aardwolf, thank you so much for joining us. Aardwolf, what do you have to say for yourself? Does not sound very happy to be here, folks. Can we get this little guy like a big honk of Flintstones kind of meat? Like a big thing of meat? Here, I'm gonna go try and round up like a gigantic slab of Flintstone style ribs. Emma, why don't we get the definition for this little guy here?
A South African carnivorous quadruped, Proteus lalandaeus, of the size of a fox, occupying an intermediate position between the dogs, hyenas, and civets.
Oh, it bit me.
Medley, your finger is gone.
What do we do?
I can attach your finger, but you'll have to throw to something.
We got this.
Get the dog out of here. Get the Aardwolf out of here. I'm sorry. Get the Aardwolf out of here. Give me my finger. Go. Okay. I'm up. Put it back. And we're going to cut to the package. I'm going to put something in later to fill the time.
Technical difficulties, package 1. Barack Obama reads Lady Chatterley's lover.
Have you left your underthings off? He asked her. Yes. Then I'll take my things off too. He spread the blankets, putting one at the side for a coverlet. She took off her hat and shook her hair. He sat down, taking off his shoes and gaiters and undoing his cord breeches. Lie down, then, he said, when he stood in his shirt. She obeyed in silence, and he lay beside her and pulled the blanket over them both. There, he said, and he lifted her dress right back till he came even to her breasts. He kissed them softly, taking the nipples, and his lips.
Cut it, I'm back. Fingers back. Is it finging? That remains to be seen. I have kind of a headache. Aardwolf. Where does it rank? How does it rank? Aardwolf, my sweet, dear friend. From 1847, zoological, the Aardwolf, open parenthetical, earth hyphen wolf, close parenthetical, is evidently the connecting link between the hyenas and the civets. The Aardwolf. Folks, we're going to go ahead and put the Aardwolf in the B tier. Um, And I'm not going to say any more about it. Next word is obsolete. The next word, of course, is Aaron. Superscript 1. Let's get the definition of Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, where are you?
Okay, very funny. Very funny, Emma. There's a cardinal right outside the window right now. And I'm thinking of Midwestern Pope Tim Thompson. Why is life so fucking crazy? Why is it all so fucked up? Very funny, Emma. Good joke. Can we get the real definition for Aaron, please? As found in the OED second edition, please.
Proper name of the patriarch of the Jewish priesthood, hence used of a leader of the church.
That's loaded. I should add that of the Aaron portion, the Aaronic portion, which ironically is a word, and punnily enough, ironical, also a word. Look, Aaron's a name. It's a normal name. I know someone named Aaron. And now, thinking on it, the amount of times that poor son of a bitch has heard that Aaron joke. He deserves money. He deserves fiscal compensation for the emotional turmoil, time wasted in life, lack of variety, which, as we all know, is the spice of life. Look, Aaron, you're going in the A tier. Because I know somebody named Aaron, and I feel like if he finds out his name got anything less than an A, I would be in trouble. And I like that guy. He's very nice. Next word, lowercase a, Aaron. Superscript 2, herb. I'm going to take this one, Emma. It's an herb. Arum, wake robin, or cuckoo pint. Cuckoo pint. Arum, wake robin, or cuckoo pint. Cuckoo pint to sit on the old, but 1741 from Family Peace. Take Aaron root, 2 pounds. Nutmegs, 1 ounce. See, I know it's the implicit bias, but that just reads as horny to me. Take Aaron, 2 pounds, nutmegs, 1 ounce. Like, but I want to go back to cuckoo pint. What is a cuckoo pint? It takes me to cuckoo. And I cannot. You're going to have to write in. We're going to have to get into it next episode. I cannot look stuff up other than in the OED within the runtime of the episode. It is improper. It is against the rules. We will have to reconsider everything that we thought that this was if I were to look up what cuckoo pint is right now. We are going to put Aaron Superscript 2 straight into the B tier. Next word. Aaronic. It's an adjective. I'm gonna take this one too, Emma. Of or belonging to Aaron, Levitical. It's a religious thing. We're gonna put it in the C tier. This is strictly religious. This is Aaron from religion. 1879, seek and find, yet has the Aaronic priesthood, no less recognizably than the other, both a real and a typical majesty of its own. And then there's another quote from John the Baptist. Look, I don't know how much we all know about religion. Maybe we should do like a Bible verses ranked. That's actually, write that down. Hold on. Hang on now. It is real podcasts. There is still only one. Bible verses ranked. Maybe. Unreal. I am sorry. I was lost, entranced in that. Ironical, high priestly, pontifical. I guess you could say Tim Thompson, Midwestern Pope, might have been ironical in some manner. 1628, Married Clergy, X53, which is 18 Roman numerals. Our archbishops and bishops have wanted some ironical accoutrement, glue, rings, sandals, meters, and pall, and such other trash. And such other trash from 1628, calling all the accoutrements of the pontifical ironical accoutrement trash, garbage. Fantastic poll by the OED editors there. We are going to say ironical. What did we say ironic was?
C?
We're going to put it in C. Aaron's beard is the next word. This is a nice, meaty definition, Emma. I'll have you read this one. Lots of cool herbological terms. Aaron's hyphen beard. Let's get the definition.
A name popularly applied to several plants, especially the great St. John's wort, Hypericum callosinum, from its prominent tufts of hair-like stamens, a cultivated species of saxifrage S. sarmentosa from S. africa, and the ivy-leaved toad flax Linaria cymbalaria from the long dependent runners which they throw over the edge of a flower part. Also a shrub Spirea salicifolia from its dense racemes of hairy-looking flowers, and locally to other plants.
So Aaron's beard is several different types of plants, depending on whatever you want. So, I mean, that's, I guess that's like useful. I think that edges into B over C. My gut says C because, just because it's doing too much. It's kind of doing the most. And I wish Aaron's beard were just like one particular plant. Like, not just whatever, you know, a bunch of people call it a bunch of different things, Aaron's beard. Yeah, B tier. Let's move on to the next word. And the final word in our ironical portion of the OED. Aaron's rod. Two words, both capitalized. Aaron's rod. Let's get the definition.
It's actually a two-part definition. One, herbalism. A name popularly applied to different plants with tall flowering stems, especially the great mullein or hag taper Verbascum thapsus, and the golden rod Solidago virgaria, or a cultivated Canadian species of the latter. 2. Architectural. An ornamental figure representing a rod with a serpent entwined about it, improperly called the caduceus of Mercury. Wheel Dictionary Terms 1849 and other modern dictionaries, not in Gwilt or Parker.
I'm sorry, the only thing I really heard there was Verbascum thapsus. Could you say that one again, Emma?
Verbascum thapsus.
Verbascum thapsus.
Verbascum thapsus.
Verbascum thapsus. Aaron's rod, can you believe it? It's just a bunch more different kinds of plants. And the abbreviation herb is not herbological, which apparently isn't even a word. okay? Baffling. It's herbalism. Verbascum thapsus.
Verbascum thapsus.
I was picturing more in my head the second definition. I cannot believe Aaron has this monopoly on all different sorts of plants. And I don't think I like it very much, personally. In 1834, in the garden, eyed Jacob's ladder, Aaron's rod, and the peacock genitalia. No. Gentianella. Peacock gentianella, which is a name for several species of gentian, bearing flowers of an intense blue color, of course. The peacock gentianella, verbascum thapsus.
Verbascum thapsus.
I'm going to put Aaron's rod in the A tier. Though, no, we're putting Aaron's rod in the B tier. No, we're putting Aaron's rod in the C tier. No. We are putting Aaron's beard into the F tier. And we are putting Aaron's rod into the B tier. This is unprecedented. But when faced with both Aaron's, both of which are talking about plants and stuff, it is way funnier to call a plant Aaron's rod than it is to call it Aaron's beard. And for that, we're sorry, Aaron's beard, you are being demoted to F. And Aaron's rod is taking its rightful place in the B tier. And that wraps up the Aaronical segment of the show. If I had to guess, you know, I'm not exactly sure how these dictionaries end up working, but I don't think we're ever going to see Aaron again.
You sure you're doing okay, Medley?
What do you
could
mean?
Barely even rank that last word.
What do you mean? I'm fine.
Your finger, you just suffered major bodily trauma.
I honestly forgot that that happened. And if we just, you know, when we talk about it, I remember.
We could just end the episode. You ranked a lot of words today, all things considered.
No. There's a minute left. I can hold it together for a minute. We just can't talk about the finger. We can't talk about how my finger was bitten off by an art wolf. The more I talk about it, the more. We're going to have to cut to the package.
Difficulties, package one. Barack Obama reads Lady Chatterley's lover.
And she put her arms round him under his shirt. But she was afraid of his thin, smooth, naked body that seemed so powerful, afraid of the violent muscles she shrank, afraid. And when he said, with a sort of little sigh, that nice, something in her quivered, and something in her spirit stiffened in resistance. Stiffened from the terribly physical intimacy and from the peculiar haste of his possession. And this time, the sharp ecstasy of her own passion did not overcome her. She lay with her ends inert on his striving body, and do what she might, her spirit seemed to look on from the top of her head and the butting of his haunches seemed ridiculous to her, and the sort of anxiety of his penis to come to its little evacuated crisis seemed farcical. Yes, this was love. This ridiculous bouncing of the buttocks and the wilting of the poor, insignificant, moist little penis. This was the divine love. And, don't forget.
Words, you say your silly words. You say your little words. What do they really mean? Your silly little words.